OMG, you're listening
to Live from the Pillow Farm!
This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
You thought we had our last episode.
We thought we had our last episode. But no,
we're here.
Sabrina's back in the stew.
I'm back in the studio. It's been a long time. It's probably been like upwards of a month.
Technically 4 weeks.
4 weeks, a month, yeah.
What was our last one that you were here for? Let me check the records.
I think it was the archive. The songs that we... Of both of us?
Last time was Eli. No, it was the fashion themed. That was a cute one.
Oh, fashion. Okay. The sweaters. Oh, my God. Yeah. I've been listening, like, to that Weezer song, like, too much. Like,
storm my sweater.
It really is. Oh, yeah, the springtime taps into one. My angst.
And then the one before that was with Spencer and Ian. Wow.
Wow.
Been a while.
Trace anyway. Your time at Tufts by radio shows, by weekly
radio
shows.
Wow, we've had so many great shows and great memories this past year.
We really have. And, you know, as all good things do, they come to a close. And
but this isn't a goodbye.
It isn't a goodbye.
It's just to see you later.
See you later. We should have put that song on. I'm so sorry.
Sabrina just received a negative COVID.
A negative COVID test. I just
not after having a positive one. Just
No. I just have, you know, if you heard some coughs and Tish last week, that was me fucking hacking. Hacking.
Hacking.
It was very embarrassing. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it's okay. Everyone's been there.
But you know, I just have a nasty cold. So sorry. And yeah.
Anyway, today's show is gonna be a good one. We have.
Do we even have a theme?
No, the theme is just kind of like...
The theme is no theme. Or the
really
theme is...
nice songs. I put like some songs. Of my favorite songs ever yeah. on here.
I just... The songs, like, feel like... Yeah, I guess just...
Warm in the heart.
I don't want to say that they're like my top ever songs, but some of those are here.
Some of them are here. Some of them are just...
Good compliments
just
to that.
Really good songs.
You know. Honestly, the playlist really encapsulates our... the music we
our
like
music
to listen
taste.
To.
I think that's true as well. Okay, should we hear the next song then?
Yes.
Okay.
I think
we'll have some fun things to say this hour.
We have? I have a little surprise.
Sabrina, and I quote, has a gimmick.
That's what I said. I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll see.
Tune in. Stay tuned. Tune in and keep tuning in. Okay, next song.
And you pull me in. You don't want. and you pull me in. Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, "All men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them." But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. Travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Wow. What a beautiful song. That was Suzanne by Leonard Cohen, one of my favorite songs ever. Shout out to my dad for enjoying Leonard Cohen.
Poetical.
Big Cohen head. Cohenian.
I'm a big fan of Winter Lady. I like that one.
So good. Everyone watched the movie McCabe and Mrs. Miller.
Oh, have is that it? All the soundtrack? Is that the
yeah,
one you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, send me that.
So
I would
good.
Like to watch that.
And the song before that was Only the Ocean by Jack Johnson.
Yes. A song my sister showed me from a movie, comes from the soundtrack of a movie called The Tribes of Palos Verde, PV. I feel like the name now, I know how to pronounce it correctly, but mm-hmm. I feel like its name is pronouncing it incorrectly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's what it's become. I don't know, whatever. Anyways, it's a really good book, and that's on the soundtrack. And there's also a piano version of that song on the soundtrack.
I liked it a lot. I'm a big Jack Johnson fan.
Yeah.
I don't listen to his music much anymore, but the Curious George soundtrack really shaped
hit
me.
Hit after hit. It's just
my sister also loved Jack Johnson.
It's also music you could just go back to all the time, you know?
So true. Easy listening.
Put it on the car. It pleases everyone.
Summer vibes. Beach
big,
vibes.
It's, yeah, big in the surf community.
Yeah.
He was a surfer.
He is either from Hawaii or lives in Hawaii now.
Yeah. He had like a near-death
life
experience, and then he just stopped
turned
surfing
to music.
And started
it's beautiful.
Writing music.
Such beautiful songs.
Wow. I hope my life turns out to be as meaningful as
I know.
That.
I hope you don't have to suffer a life-threatening experience
yeah, well,
to find
yes,
that.
Well, yes, that's true.
So true. Are we going to wait to do the gimmick?
I think maybe it's for the end. Maybe I should clue you in a little bit.
Don't clue me in.
I don't know. Because it's, like, also sentimental. What
oh
if I just say...
God.
What if I... It's more like I want you to open a little gift on air. Are you okay with that?
Oh my god, yeah.
Okay,
I
well,
don't have
in
a
the
gift
next
for
one,
you.
That's okay.
Everyone in the world listening knows that I don't have a gift for Sabrina.
No, that's not what I... I just wanted to... I thought it would be fun. Like,
okay, sorry. No, I'm not going to make this good. Not bad.
It's, but I feel like you know maybe what the gift is, but...
Okay, we'll do this later.
Okay, anyways,
I can't wait
stay
for my
tuned.
Gimmick next
stay
song,
tuned.
Guys.
Kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be live with you, live with you. There's a way, everybody said, to do each and every little thing. But what does it bring if I ain't got you, ain't got hey, baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. I see your face again. I know my friend of mine. You ain't got to be so glad. And I'm glad. So, so, so glad. I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I ain't got you, ain't got you. Baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you. Na, 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 na.
Quick shout out to a very special listener, Dahlia Liz.
Dahlia Liz. And Ian.
And Ian Smith, if you're still listening.
I
feel like there are only two listeners right now.
They finished their...
And Lucy Millman, if you're still listening.
Their Bible essay while listening to Leonard Cohen.
They sure did. Shout out to Dahlia in the fishbowl. She's swimming around in there.
Yeah. Thoughts swimming around.
Lots of swimming. Actually, the next song is very swimming related. So.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of Sabrina's top songs ever.
Is it me?
I think. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even.
Well,
know.
You'll know when you hear it.
Should we do the gimmick now? I don't know. I feel like
at the end.
We
plus,
gotta...
the last song is a real kicker. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
What else
can we say?
Well, on the topic of goodbye, hellos. New beginnings type things. I don't know. Said goodbye to a lot of people today.
Me too.
I honestly have to say that, I think in the process of saying goodbye to people right now, I'm not emotionally stirred because am not convinced that it's goodbye.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean.
And that also kind of triggers some guilt, because some people, like, will cry, and I feel like I don't get those reactions until later when I'm by myself, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So
I feel that. I said goodbye to a lot of people today, too. I said goodbye to Eli last night. Shout out to Eli, who's not listening.
I also said goodbye to him.
I had a tearful goodbye. I'm going to have a tearful goodbye.
Shout out to Eli. Really glad we cultivated that friendship.
Too. Love you, Eli.
If you're listening.
He's not.
Thanks for having us on your radio show that one time.
That was so fun. I guess shout out to Silas, too.
Yes.
I guess.
my person who shares my initials.
Yeah. Really the Sabrina of Silas and Eli.
I'm the Sabrina of Silas and Eli.
No, you're just Sabrina. He's the Sabrina.
Exactly.
Silas is the Sabrina of Silas and Eli.
And Eli's the Maddie of Maddie and Sabrina. We came to that conclusion recently.
Anyway. What's one of your favorite memories from this year?
Ooh, that's tough. You're putting me on the spot. I'm going to throw it all the way back. Freaking swimming in Mystic. Today I wanted to swim in Mystic.
I agree. That was a really good one.
And we kicked off the year. We had Rose Herman drive us to Mystic Lake. Hi, Rose, if you're listening, you're not. Good friend from last year. We sort of lost touch, but she did, in fact, drive us to Mystic. And there was an ice cream truck, and we got that weird, fugly looking, like...
That little blonde girl.
No.
Oh, the Powerpuff girl?
The SpongeBob with the weird
SpongeBob
bum.
With the weird eyes, gum
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, I got that guy.
I think I had a Chipwich.
Yeah, and we swam, and it was also, they told us that
it was like bacterial infection.
Yeah, they were like, be careful, you're gonna get like radioactive poisoning.
But we didn't. Or maybe we did.
Maybe we did.
And this whole year was a dream, but a nightmare. I'm just kidding, guys. I had a good time. That was such a good memory. And we went to like the club fair, and then we did that.
Oh my god, the club fair.
I actually wore the same outfit that day that I did today.
The club fair outfit?
Yes. That's white dress. Cool. Good answer. Next song?
Yeah. And then next time you tell me a memory.
Okay. Actually, yeah. Okay.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again
Okay.
Do I have a public service announcement? This is the public service announcement.
Public service.
Brought to you by WFO 91.5 FM, WFMO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The PSA is that you should play Dumb Ways to Die in order to learn about transit safety. Please play the game, because the game will teach you about ways to avoid fatal crashes.
I forgot how the song goes.
Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die.
Wow.
Well, I guess we did know. Anyways, go play the game. That was a PSA.
Yeah. Mind the gap. Stand clear of the closing doors. And do not cross the yellow line. Those are the three transit rules. Anyway, that was a PSA.
How y'all liking it so far?
Please text us. We'll give you a shout out.
I want to hear about your memory.
Well, actually, first let's say that was...
Oh, yes.
The classic Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin. Do you want to speak to that?
Yes. So, essentially, the first... movie I saw in theaters was Nemo. Do I remember it exactly? Probably
vividly.
Not really. But I go back to that song. I danced with my prom date to that song. I sway in my room to that song. It's such a classy song. Like, it's the classiest of all songs. And it kind of makes me want to be like a woman in the 50s, even though I know I don't want to be that. But
no!
sometimes
I know what you mean.
Sometimes I listen to it, I'm like, I just want to be swept away. I don't know, by
you
Bobby Darin or
someone. Shun that thought.
But I but I actually don't. But, like, you know, sometimes it's fun to
fantasize
about those things.
I know what you mean. Dahlia says, say something motivating.
Something motivating. Everyone.
Something motivating. There you go. That was it.
To everyone out there who is finishing up their finals, I believe in you. I know right now you must feel like shit. I felt like shit. You really just feel like it's the worst week ever. Like, your life is, like, being wrenched out of you. No, but, like, I know you're feeling that. You're feeling that. But you know what? It's going to be over soon. And it won't feel that much better when it's over. You're just going to be like, it's done.
But then a couple days later, it'll feel really good.
You're going to be like, wow, I don't have to do anything for
3 months.
This is specifically
for Dahlia and also all of our millions of listeners who are also doing their finals
exactly.
right now.
Exactly. So just, you know.
You got it, Dahlia. We love you.
You got it. Like, just get some get some words on the page, you know?
Doesn't have to be good.
It doesn't have to be good. It does not. Just get it out. Just get it out. Say what you want to say. Do not think about it too much.
Say what you want to say. Wow, we're really going crazy tonight. Okay, anyway. The song we heard after that was Magnolia by JJ Cale. Just the best song ever. I think it's so beautiful.
Magnolia. That's how it goes. Magnolia.
Yeah. sure. That's from... I heard that on... the show Master of None, which is where like half of my music taste comes from. It's
really it has a good soundtrack.
Yeah,
I didn't know this.
It's from the episode where they go to Nashville. It's my music taste is half that and half Wes Anderson movies, which is just awful.
No, why is it awful?
I don't know.
I literally have a playlist that's
media.
Literally just
I'm like a sheep.
But you know, like if you can make a movie and pair with good music, like you already made a good movie, and
then
you pair
music. Yeah.
Like, come on, cut it out.
Great
like,
song.
Anyways, we got a couple more, right?
Yeah. I guess one of my top memories was the rave.
Oh.
In quotes.
The first one.
The first
rave
one.
Number one.
Rave number one. Just a top Tufts night.
Just.
It had its flaws, but like it was just so fun.
It was a really good time. Shout out to Laguna.
Yes. And Leo.
Shout out to all the Sync seniors who are no longer gonna be working at the Sync. Because
shout out to everyone at Tufts who I've ever spoken to.
Yeah,
you're all great.
And who waved back to me. You're a special person.
Yes, if I wave to you, you know who you are. If I don't wave to you, I probably know.
Want to wave to you, but
I
don't know that
how our relationship
exactly,
is
exactly.
Okay, next song.
Don't wanna get ahead of myself, feeling things I've never felt. It's kind of hard for me to explain her personality in everything. Brings me to my knees, oh. She shines me up like gold on my arm. I wanna take it slow, but it's so hard. I love to see her face in daylight. It's more than just our bodies at night. But she's really tempting me, oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I'm scared to death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything, beyond space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything, beyond. I wanna bring her round to meet ya. I think you like a candelina. I know that grandma would have loved her like she was her own. She makes me feel at home, oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I'm scared to death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything, beyond space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife?
She might just be my everything and beyond. I give up, I'm in love, crying. I'll tell you why I can't explain. She might just be my thing. Oh me, oh my, I can't explain. She might just be my thing. Oh me, oh my, I can't explain. She might just be my everything. So do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I'm scared to death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything and beyond. Beyond space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond.
Is it time?
Do that again.
Is it time for the gimmick?
I guess. We have one more.
One more round?
Break.
Oh, we have one more break? Mm-hmm. Oh, so then maybe...
The last one?
Or maybe...
I can read a poem that I like.
Yeah, yes. How about that?
Okay. This is just one of my top poems, guys. Not that I've written. Okay. Where is it?
Nar.
It's like just a nice love poem.
Nar.
Nar. Okay, this is Frank O'Hara. This is called To the Harbor Master. I wanted to be sure to reach you. Though my ship was on the way, it got caught in some moorings. I am always tying up and then deciding to depart. In storms and at sunset, with the metallic coils of the tide around my fathomless arms, I am unable to understand the forms of my vanity, or I am hard alee with my Polish rudder in my hand and the sun sinking. To you I offer my hull and the tattered cordage of my will. The terrible channels where the wind drives me against the brown lips of the reeds are not all behind me. Yet I trust the sanity of my vessel, and if it sinks, it may well be an answer to the reasoning of the eternal voices, the waves which have kept me from reaching you. That's it.
Oh, wow, thank you.
That's just a good poem.
I gotta get on that National Poetry Foundation website more.
I get the emails. I get the daily poem emails.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I
poetry,
didn't know they do that.
Poem of the Day newsletter. That's my favorite website ever. Just it's the most very, well-designed it's website.
It really is beautiful.
They know how to... They know what font to use, and they're
like,
over there at the Poetry Foundation.
Like, I see that website and I see me reading Philip Larkin, like, in high school, like, my AP Lit teacher pulling up that page of it. They fuck you up, your mom and
your dad. They do not mean to, but they do. Okay, great poem.
Anyways.
We don't really have that much time and we have 4 songs left. And a gimmick, so next song.
Okay.
To see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Sit by my side, come as close as the air, share in a memory of gray, and wander in my words, dream about the pictures that I play of changes. green leaves of summer turn red in the fall. To brown and to yellow they fade, and then they have to die, trapped within the circle time parade of changes. Scenes of my young years were warm in my mind, visions of shadows that shine, till one day I returned and found they were the victims of the vines of changes. The world spinning madly, it drifts in the dark, swings through a hollow of haze, a race around the stars, a journey through the universe ablaze with changes. Moments of magic will glow in the night. All fears of the forest are gone. But when the morning breaks, they're swept away by golden drops of dawn of changes. Passions will part to a strange melody, as fires will sometimes burn cold like petals in the wind. We're puppets to the silver strings of souls of changes. Your tears will be trembling now we're somewhere else. One last cup of wine we will pour, and I'll kiss you one more time, and leave you on the rolling river shores of changes. So sit by my side, come as close as the air, share in a memory of gray, wander in my words, dream about the pictures that I play of changes.
All right, for the real ones. The real ones have stayed tuned in because
it's Dahlia.
They want to know. Dahlia wants to know what the gimmick is.
Okay.
The gimmick is, well, it's not a gimmick. It's a special gift that I have for Maddie because I will be going abroad the full year next year, and I just wanted to give her a little something to say, you know, goodbye, even though I'm going to see you in the summer, you know, and I want to go see B More.
Thanks. That last song was Changes by Phil Oaks, and the one before that was All Follow the Sun by the Beatles.
Probably top Beatles song, guys. Anyways.
Phil Oaks is great. Shout out Dad again.
Maddie, I think you're going to have to describe to the audience
I'll do such a good what job
the
of describing.
Packing situation, like what the rapping situation is.
We have two more songs, so I hope Ethan Walsey free samples.
This
king.
Is a rapping situation.
Okay. Sabrina is now handing me a box of Trader Joe's Honey O's. Toasted whole grain oats cereal.
Okay.
I feel like I've seen this box before, but I can't quite pinpoint where. Oh, I'm reaching in and I'm feeling bubble wrap. And a card? Okay, that's for my personal private opening, I think. It feels like a book. I'm just kidding. It's not a book. Where'd you get bubble wrap at a time like this? Oh, the UPS store, I guess. Maybe. It's a beautifully framed photograph of a great photo of us that I love.
Yeah.
This is such a beautiful picture, and I love you so much.
I just thought it would be nice to have a little... I feel like my mom frames photos.
My mom does,
I think,
too. But
people of our age should frame photos more.
I'm going to put this right on the free nightstand that I got from Eli, and it's going to sit next to my bed every day.
Aww. Oh my god, I'm looking at the photo.
It's such a good picture.
It's a great day. It was a great day. I have a little bug bite on my chest, but I think that's funny.
I think it adds to it. And there's like the prism on our faces too.
The what?
The like prism is putting a rainbow on both of our faces.
And it has the banner. It's everything.
It was a really good day. Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too, Maddie. And obviously, yeah, read the card while you listen to these beautiful songs now.
Last two songs are Bless the Telephone by Lobby Seyfra.
You're going to cry and read the card? Oh, my God.
I know. No, I'm going to read the card at home.
Okay. Actually, yeah, maybe once I'm
gone.
No,
I don't know. Anyway. Okay. And then after that, Joni Mitchell, A Case of You, which I pirated, don't tell anyone, from YouTube and put it onto Spotify so that we could listen to it. If that
it's
gets
that
me
good.
Fired from this show, that's fine, but it's that worth it. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform.
Thank
Radio.
You. That was the last installment of Live from the Pillow Fort.
We love you. We love our
we'll
listeners.
We'll see you in 2023.
Woo-woo.
Hopefully. Twice.
It's nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long. Even wrote a song for you. It's strange.